Wow, oh wow, oh wow, is there a lot going on in our world today? I think it's more chaotic with evidence of the extreme advancement of evil worldwide than any other time in the history of the world. I truly believe the evil we are experiencing in the world today is the greatest it's ever been. And do you know what this means? It means based on the irrefutable, proven character, will, and intentions of God, based on the faithful historical interventions of God to uphold His covenant with His people, even when His people are not faithful to God in His covenant, we have every reason to expect God to intervene in the affairs of humanity in these very days. I'm Pam Christian, the researcher, writer, producer, and host of this weekly podcast known as Faith to Live By, where each week I help us discover truth to experience all the hope truth provides. You know, since July 2020, I've been helping people explore current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective so we, as God's people, can know how He wants us to respond. Today, I bring you part two of my interview with Pastor David Scarlett. He touches on many of the current day events, giving us insight, wisdom, and direction, which I'll follow up on after the interview with specific events, direction, and prophecy from God to help us in these very days. Yes, I know evil appears to be advancing, but God's people must walk by faith and not by sight. With world events leading up to the United States 2016 presidential election, and especially since 2020, God has been busy waking people up to the truth of the extent of evil in the world. What the evil, self-appointed elites who have been working for a one-world government has called conspiracy theories since the 1960s to keep people deceived and unaware of their agenda has, in fact, been being exposed by God, the very God they oppose and have even deceived themselves in believing they can outwit and overpower. If you have listened to this podcast for any length of time, then you know I have been called by God since the early 90s when I first taught the Bible, enhanced by my study in Christian apologetics and continuing as a student of the Christian faith for over 30 years now. I have written a popular multi-award-winning book series also called Faith to Live By, and I have faithfully produced a complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter that has been granted 2 unsolicited awards for Christian education. I have hosted both traditional live Christian talk radio in 2 major markets and hosted internet television on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. My aim has always been to help people balance rational thought with spiritual reality. What do I mean by that? I mean my calling is to help people embrace both the intellectual pursuit of truth while properly acknowledging the extent of spiritual realities and how to apply the victory over evil Christ has accomplished for us. Today, there are more people who have an intellectual religious understanding of God without adequately acknowledging spiritual realities than there are balanced Christian believers. This is what the Bible refers to as Christians who know God but deny the power thereof. To know God means to have placed our faith in Jesus, assuring us of our salvation or entrance into heaven for all eternity. However, to know the power of God is to believe in and yield to the Holy Spirit to actually experience Christ's victory over all evil in this lifetime. Jesus himself said, "We shall worship him in spirit and in truth." But how many people really do? Look what the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 6. The Apostle Paul, speaking after Christ's ascension, on behalf of all genuine servants of Christ, said, quote, "We have received grace and apostleship," apostle literally means one who is sent off, "to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you who are called to belong to Christ," end quote. This speaks of an obedience beyond acceptance of the gospel, to obedience of Christ that produces transformed lives, that wields Christ's authority over all the schemes and efforts of the evil one. The very first podcast I ever produced here explained I chose to host this podcast because I needed to see the greater works that Christ said his followers would do, especially in light of the radical advancement of evil in our days. What is the reason we have yet to see Christ's followers perform even greater signs, wonders, and miracles than he did? 2 words, ignorance and unbelief. The deep work God has been doing in His people, especially since 2020, has been to wake us up to far more than professing Christians, to instead demonstrate our faith and see the authority and power of Christ manifest, especially in the face of opposition. The whole economy of God is faith. Consider the stories in the Bible about those who live extraordinary lives, who received miraculous blessings because of their faith. Hebrews 11:6 clearly states, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Many of us know that first part of the passage, but it continues, stating, for he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What have the prophets all been saying in even greater intensity lately? For us to be certain to live according to the faith in God's word, which we cannot see, instead of living in response to what we can see. If you don't have my first book in the series called Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies, I strongly encourage you to get it. Listen to the end of this podcast to learn how to get this book at a special discounted rate for my podcast listeners. It and all five of the books in the series are endorsed by people whose names and work you recognize. This first book in the series provides you with overwhelming, convincing reasons to believe in Jesus for who he said he was. This will help you or anyone you love to fully embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ and choose to confidently place your faith in him as the only possible savior of the world, one person at a time. Then, to balance rational thought with spiritual reality, I ask you to get the next book in the series, titled Renew Your Hope, Remedies for Personal Breakthroughs. This book will help you understand the spiritual or unseen world that coexists with our natural world, so you can experience the transformed life and victory over the enemy as Christ intends you to. Renew Your Hope is a primer of sorts to help you begin to understand the reality of spiritual operations in our midst. There is much more to be learned about spiritual beings, but if you or someone you love has professed to be Christian, have professed to know God, but out of ignorance or unbelief deny the power of God, this book is essential. If you want more guidance in understanding the spiritual realities, let me know. I'll gladly refer additional resources. Certainly, regularly listening to this podcast will help you grow in your spiritual development. Then, to help you find your place in God's plan, to help you know and embrace your personal destiny, I wrote Revive Your Life, Rest for Your Anxious Heart. This will give you practical steps you can take to prayerfully come to know and embrace your unique life purpose. All of my books in the series are available wherever you prefer to shop, but if you purchase them through my website using the discount code I provide later in this podcast, you allow me the greatest financial support specific to my book sales. I offer this at the start of today's show, knowing what you are about to hear from Pastor David Scarlett. He is the founder of His Glory, whose biography is available in the show notes. Pastor Dave emphasizes the importance of Christians demonstrating their faith in every sphere of the world culture, often referred to as the seven mountains of society. What are they? Well, there are religion, family, government, business, education, arts/entertainment, and media. I'm sure if you think about it, what you are doing with your life today and your everyday life actually falls into at least one of these categories. Listen to the encouragement of Pastor David Scarlett now, helping us to know how we can find hope and victory in these very days.
I think the American people and the world are waking up in record time to say, you know what, we don't believe you anymore. We don't trust the fake news. And the only thing we're going to trust, I see that with the remnant, they're going to trust the Lord. I get a beautiful chance to travel the country and to see many of the His Glory family members all over the United States, Israel, and when they come to Israel with us. And I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and hugged me and said, you know what, I've gotten closer to God in these last 3 years. Before that, I was programmed. I was in a matrix, just going through my life and just monotony, just over and over again. But you know what? I was shaken. Now I'm understanding what my purpose is, and my purpose is the Lord, and I'm all in. And that's exactly what God wants.
Absolutely. And, you know, the church, and again, because of going to cemetery, as you say it, that's hilarious. I love that. Our leaders, at least my experience, and I would say that I'm probably representing most people, Our leaders seem to want to find out the gifts and talents of their congregation members so that they can serve within the four walls of the church. And that has not been reaching the people. It has not been going into all nations and making disciples as Jesus instructed us to do. So if people are waking up now, and I know people are in record numbers, and they are wanting to understand their gifts and they're wanting to know how to function, how to utilize their gifts, how to make a kingdom difference, what would you recommend?
Getting into the Bible and not listening to that the gifts are not for today. God gave those gifts for today. There's 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he wants you to have every one of them. The Apostle Paul tells us, and the church has never been designed to be restrained in 4 walls. We are to, as you said, go out from east to west and north to south to preach the gospel to every creature. J. Vernon McGee, probably 30 years ago, prophesied that in the end days that the church would go back to its original roots from home. And we're seeing that today in record number. It started with maybe with COVID. We have warrior groups in 44 states, I believe. We'll be at 50 states, hopefully, in the next month or two. And they're just small warrior groups that are getting together in every state, soon every county in the United States. And they're getting together, taking our curriculum and praying together in a remnant, doing Bible studies together, uniting. And that is so contagious. We can't fight this battle alone. And we can't fight this battle restrained by 4 walls. We got to get out to the glory of God from east to west to north to south.
You know, you mentioned the 7 mountains, and that's, of course, the 7 mountains of society or culture. And that means that no matter what we do for a living on a daily basis, no matter what our current life's situation, circumstances, and requirements are, whether we're a wife, whether we're a widow, whether we are, you know, active in the workforce, we have a place we can serve right where we are. In fact, it was one of the women, I can't remember which one, that was well known back in the day, would say, bloom where you're planted. And that's what I want to see people do. Give some specific words of encouragement for people in that regard, please.
Yes, just take action. The Lord can use anybody. I mean, if he can use David, he can use Moses, he can use the least likely, if he can use me, I am the most least likely person literally on the face of the earth to be used for ministry. So, you know, the people that I worked with or worked for me, I was a director of 3 Fortune 100 companies. They would say, there is no chance. There's absolutely no chance he'll be a pastor. People that went to school with me and stuff. But God is, I've said this many times, it's the remnant, the least likely, because when God uses the least likely, we don't give the glory to ourselves because we don't have anything into us that we should have glory. It's his glory. And I call it the land of misfit toys. That's what the remnant is today. But God loves every one of us because we were created special in his image for such a time as this, and we're willing to be activated. And that's what made David David, was the heart. It wasn't his warrior skills, it was his heart, his love for the Lord. And he committed to the Lord 100%. When he sought the Lord, it went well. When he went on his own, it went horribly wrong. And that's a lesson we need to learn every day. Lean on the Lord, let him guide you, because he will guide you the right way.
And he will allow us to be introduced to people like myself. I've gotten to meet you and some other people that have been on my program. It's such a joy. I never thought in a million years I would be hosting a podcast with this content. I mean, I'm from traditional radio, so I have had that exposure, but I never in a million years thought that I would be so passionate about helping people live and discover the truth. And we need it now more than ever. You know, you talked about your warrior groups. That might be something that most of us would refer to as a home church. Is that correct?
Well, it can be a home church. It doesn't mean if you have a really good church and you love that, you don't leave it. But there are many people that don't. But even if you do have a good home church, you can't grow in your spiritual walk. This is something Chuck Missler used to talk about all the time. You can't grow in a church that's 200 or 500 people. Mm-hmm. You need small groups of maybe 8 to 12, 15 tops, where you can get interactive and pray over each other and really get into strong Bible studies. That's where the growth takes place, in those type of environments. So that we're encouraging warrior groups all over in every county in the country. You get to 12 to 15, go start another one. So that we have pockets of groups that are just praying together and are like-minded. And when you're around like-minded people, it brings you up. There's certain people that are friends of mine that will send me a text, and I might be going through some struggles, and when I get a text from them, it just lifts me up. And when you can do that in a small group, we need to lift each other up in the body right now more than any time in history. We can't do it alone.
Yeah, it's a matter of iron sharpening iron when we get together around like-minded people. And, you know, there may be people within my audience who are listening right now who would like to know more about your warrior groups. How could they learn more? How might they be trained or find out how to start one?
Yeah, you just email us at info@hisglory.me and express that you want to be a part of a warrior group. We have a warrior director that is leading this charge, and soon there'll be regions, and then we'll have four regions. We'll have north, south, east, and west regions, and then we'll have captains below those regions and really spread it all over the United States and then to the world. I think we're in Canada and a couple in Africa right now as well, so it'll go worldwide.
That was my other question as you were talking, if it was exclusive to the United States or not. So apparently it is not. So I know my podcast is in approaching 80 different countries right now and growing. So anybody that's listening, if you need to have a group of like-minded people meeting to pray together, to fortify one another, to study God's word, to hear from the Lord, and to respond to what he is asking you to do in right where you live, I encourage you to get a hold of Pastor David and His Glory. Again, that's info@hisglory.me. He said you just email and let them know that you would like to find out more. No commitment. You're not obligated just because you should send an email. It's just a matter of inquiry. But we need more people understanding that a matter of just applying ourselves in the smallest of ways can make a tremendous kingdom difference. You know, Pastor Dave, we're coming up on the end of our time together. And I just want to allow you the remainder of our time to really speak to the audience, because everybody senses this is very, very unique. It's unprecedented times. They could be frightening times, but we're going to battle the fear. But there's much ahead of us, and we don't know the timing. And some of that unknown is also difficult to deal with. Would you invest into my listeners right now and help them become fortified in their faith?
Absolutely. This is a time that we have to lean into the Lord more than any time in history. We need to get on our knees and seek his face and have a personal relationship with him and make him the priority of your life. Nothing is more important than walking in a relationship, because the fundamentals, the foundation of this world is literally going to shake to a point that when I got that military intel last week, I said to the person who gave this to me, there's no good in this. Mm. And I said, if you did not love the Lord Jesus Christ and you are not of Christ, there is no hope. Mm-hmm. And there is no hope in the world. The only hope is in the risen Christ. And there's a lot of hope. This is that time that he's going to separate the wheat from the tare. Mm-hmm. He's going to bring down the seven mountains. Mm-hmm. He's going to take them to the woodshed. He's going to expose. But out of that is going to rise a remnant, and it's going to be on fire. It's going to be for his glory. And we're going to have the greatest revival in the history of the world. But to get there, it's like being a Marine. You just can't show up and say, I want to be a Marine, and they make you a Marine that day. You got to go through the fire. Unfortunately, that's where we're battle tested. That's where the perseverance, that's where our faith comes in. And once we build that perseverance and that faith, we trust him. You know, when Abraham went up up with Isaac, he knew God said the everlasting covenant was with Isaac. So he didn't know how God was going to do it, but he knew Isaac was coming back down with him. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know he's not done with us, and he's got glory days to come. And that's what your hope's going to be. Don't hope in a pope. Don't hope in a man. Don't hope in military. Don't hope in government. Take action for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Listen to him. Ask for wisdom, discernment on every move you make, and be in alignment with him and say, Lord, I'm just like Isaiah. Here I am, Lord, use me. Because every single person listening to this is called. The scripture tells us we're all called. The question is, do you act? Do you respond? Are you a modern day Isaiah to take the mantle? And that mantle may be just praying. That mantle be something simple. But every little part, that's what the body of Christ is all about. There's a toe, there's a foot, there's a finger, but it's all needed to unify the body, because Christ is our head. And that's where we take direction from. So don't look at the world news and shiver. It's going to shake, but God is going to come through at a Red Sea moment, and glory days are going to come. So when this starts to happen, don't panic. Get in, seek him. Julie Green and I always talk about when it goes dark, we're going to be praising him and going into praise music, because light is going to come out of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And God has been just prolific through Julie Green as of recently. And I know that the more he offers prophetic words to encourage us and to give us hope, it means we are drawing that much closer to the events that he wants us to be forewarned about. Now, you didn't expect me to ask you the next question, but I'm going to. I understand you have a new book. And I want to know all about it. I know nothing about it. I only know that you happen to have one. So share with me and my audience more about your book that we can maybe support you with it.
Yeah, it's been 17 years in the making. I just kind of let it set there until God said go. And he said go about 8 months ago. So we've been slowly putting the pieces together. And the last couple months, he said, you need to speed it up because the world needs hope. Mm-hmm. The world needs hope to know what heaven is all like. Why are we here? We're going through boot camp. Earth is not our eternal destiny. In heaven, or when Christ comes down and makes heaven on earth, that's our eternal. And I happen to, you know, be a Marine and was in the corporate world and, you know, had all the world's successes, money, fame, fortune, all that. And I died. I went to heaven and he showed me an empty report card. And he said, you come back and you're going to start a ministry called By My Name, His Glory, and give it all to me and I will lead you. And that's what people need to know. They need to know that our home is on the high, that we love him with all our heart, our soul, and our mind. Eternal life is absolutely beyond anything you can ever imagine. All the pain, suffering is gone. It's gone. Mm-hmm. But while we're here, we have to fulfill our report card. Not because we're working our way, mm-mm, but it's because we want to do it for his purpose and his glory. And we love him to compel us to do that. So that will be the book. It will be the story of several trials and tribulations through my life, from being a Marine to today being his glory. And today, as we reach 25 million people in every country of the world, and God says we're going to hit 1 billion, and I trust him, we're going to hit 1 billion.
Wow. And how can people get a copy of your book, Pastor Dave?
That will, you'll hear a lot about it when it comes out. He told me today when to release it, but he said not to publicly state that yet. So I have a date in mind, and when he says go, we'll announce that particular date, but it's coming soon, very soon.
Okay, well, then here's the deal that I want to make with you. When you know that date and you're able to release it, get a hold of me, have somebody from your office get a hold of me that we can have you back on and we can help you launch that book properly. I know what it's like. I'm an author of 5 books in my Faith to Live By series, and I've got some other books as well. It is a very long, arduous process to write a book. In fact, I never wanted to write one. And people would say years ago, Pam, you're going to write books. And I would just absolutely refuse that whole notion. But it so happened that the Lord got a hold of me after I read an article by ABC News that had the title, Americans Are Surprisingly Flexible About Matters of Religious Faith. Well, I thought I would read that people don't mind having people of all sorts of religions in America, but that is not what I read. I read that people in positions of influence and power were taking tenets of different religions and creating a religion of their own preference. And it broke my heart. And at the same time, it enraged me to know that people were that deceived. And so, Pastor Dave, for me, I sat down to write what I thought was going to be an op-ed piece. And while I was writing the op-ed piece, I sensed God was whispering in my ear, it was going to be a book. Well, I was so committed at that point, I said, okay, without question. And now I'm 5 books later in the series. So when God asks us to commit anything in writing, as he has you with your book, it's for a purpose far greater than we can imagine. So I want to know when your book is available, that my audience can help promote and support what you are doing, because it's been inspired of the Lord, just as my books have been.
Amen. It is. And it's a process. And every time I didn't start really reading it until last week. And then every time I read it, there's more miracles that we didn't put in it. Mm-hmm. And it's chock full of miracles, and it's chock full of disasters. Mm-hmm. So it's for everybody. Mm-hmm. So they can see what the purpose of life is. You know, you can be a Marine and a director of a Fortune 100 company and die. Mm-hmm. And see heaven. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of hope in this movie, or Freudian slip. He did tell me it's going to be a movie as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear it here first. Thank you very much.
Yep. So that was a slip. Maybe that was a Holy Spirit. But the book will come out before a movie comes out.
Okay, great. Well, we're looking forward to that. You know, I won't wait so long to have you back on the program because there is so much going on. So keep me on your short list, if you don't mind, that you can help my audience be informed with the intel that you do get that you're able to share.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Dave. I hope and ask that you take what you've learned today and seek the Lord as to how you can specifically live your daily life. As the Apostle Paul said, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of Christ's name among all the nations. This is the time God is calling His children to rise up and make a difference. Most of you know I spend all of my time, like anyone who is employed full-time, preparing for these weekly podcasts. However, I do not have financial support the same as a full-time employee, not by a long shot. Regardless, I must be faithful to my calling. Part of what I do in preparation is to prayerfully listen to the modern-day trusted prophets and combine the news to learn how God wants us, His children, to respond. Regular listeners know I have had James Roguski on as my guest in the past to inform us about what is really going on with the World Health Organization and how our respective governments, who are in favor of a one-world government, are selling us out. I do not want you to be a people who merely hear what's going on without taking action. The Apostle James said, "Faith without works is dead." So please use the links in the show notes to learn the latest news on this topic and take action. Two prophetic words seem to be especially meaningful for today's podcast. One is from Kent Christmas, pastor of Regeneration Church, about the importance of each of us living lives with clean hands and pure hearts if we expect to see the authority and power of Christ flow through us. In his church service of March 17, Pastor Kent said in part, and I summarize, quote, "You cannot cast out demons if there is any area in your life that a spirit has authority, because it negates your authority. If there is a demon in your soul realm, then you will not have authority to cast out other demons. This is why your position in God must be secure when you come after demonic spirits, so that you have Christ's authority and power over them." I highlight this word through Kent Christmas because I know many, if not most of God's people today, are being tormented, harassed, and infiltrated by demons. At my home church 2 weeks ago, our founding pastor stood up and shared how he was being harassed by situations and circumstances against him that he has insufficient natural resources to overcome. I listened as I thought of my own family going through a situation for over a year now that has clearly been the works of the devil and his minions. I considered how, without God's intervention in this situation, we will not have the victory. And then our pastor went on to invite anyone who needs a miracle in their lives to come forward for prayer. I was surprised to see about one-third to one-half of the congregation go forward. The next Sunday, our lead pastor spoke up of the unprecedented number of Christians coming up against major life issues of all kinds. I thought of the many people I know who are also suffering inordinate devastation, and I got angry. I'm confident, as God has been applying pressure and judgment against the enemy is reeling in anger and attempting to do as much damage as possible before God's final display of judgment. This is yet another way God is waking His people up to take authority over the enemy. As we experience greater and greater works of the enemy against us, God expects us to fight back. And the only way we can successfully do that is to first make sure we are right before God. I urge you to go to the Lord and ask Him to reveal any wicked way in you that you may repent and be in position to resist the enemy by the power and the authority of Jesus and see him flee based on the Word of God, James 4:7. Look up that verse and do it. The other word that comes to mind is from Prophet Barry Wunsch, known as the Canadian Hammer, as published on Elijah Streams. The title for this word reveals the reality of our times. The title is The Battle of the Ages, which we are clearly in these very days. It is a very long, sobering word to the church, and especially the leaders of the church. I will only share a portion of it, and I encourage you to use the link in the show notes to hear it in its entirety. Barry said, and again I loosely quote, "Tell my pastors there is blood on their pulpits and on their hands. They have been silent and failed to confront Jezebel and sexual immorality, and men among you drink from her cup and have drifted away from your first love. Fear of man has silenced you. You are controlled by religious and political spirits that manipulate you. Have I not called you? Have I not laid down my life? Have I not shown you great love? Yet you continue to compromise my word and kingdom. You've remained silent while the enemy has taken great ground. You hide in your four walls with little to no impact or relevance. You stay in your bubble, disengaged from the spiritual war of the ages that rages through the nations. Well, I'm coming to smash these clay pots throughout the nations. For where there is oil, it will flow out of these clay pots, through the four walls, into the gates of the nations, to release my anointing, to heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, and disciple the nations. But many pots have no oil and are dry. They have nothing to give, and these shall be smashed. As goes the church, so goes the nations. If you do not shake off apathy, fear of man, and passivity, your demise shall be at hand. So consider your ways. You can no longer sit on the fence and have it both ways, trying to pacify those I have called you to lead, and continue to compromise my truth, or your platforms shall be no more. So choose on this day who you're going to serve. If Baal, serve Baal. If me, serve me. But make your choice on this day, for it is time to advance my kingdom. Holy is the name of the Lord. End quote. This was a very difficult word for Barry to deliver, but it would be even more difficult for him not to do so. I leave you with the sobering thoughts from today's podcast for the same reason. Were I not to bring you truth, I would be found among those subject to God's judgment. I pray for you to not merely be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, that you will see the authority and power of Christ at work in you for your benefit and the benefit of those around you, and all for God's glory. Next week, I want to take some time to explore the calendar of events and the signs in the heavenlies God is providing to confirm his revealed plans for the people of the world alive in these truly awesome times. Unprecedented times such as the world has never known. I really do put my heart and soul into these podcasts, wanting very much for you to know the truth and find the strength of faith you need in these very dark days. So I ask, won't you shoot me an email and let me know how this podcast impacts you? My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. I truly welcome your communication. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, and connecting with me on social media, where I can cover many more topics than I can with this weekly podcast. And consider signing up for my online certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn not only how to use apologetics to share truth with others, but help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics in their respective ministries so many more Christians are confident about their faith and better able to share it. Learn more using the link in the show notes. Should you have a topic you want me to explore with this podcast, please simply let me know. Again, my email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. If this podcast blesses you, and I certainly hope it does, because you are the reason I work as hard as I do, would you consider partnering with me in my vision? You know that my whole goal is to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and to experience all the hope truth provides. You can, and I hope you do, personally share your faith with others. But have you thought about how many more people you could reach by partnering with me? Help me grow this podcast, get my books into more people's hands, and talk me up to others to get me more speaking engagements and increase this podcast audience. Then together, as partners, we will be making a much greater impact than we can on our own. There are several ways you can choose to partner with me. Certainly, telling others about me and my ministry along with prayer is the top of the list. There is nothing as powerful as word-of-mouth endorsement or personal referrals. Buying my books and products is another way. All of my books in my Faith to Live By series were written to help people better understand the Christian faith and how to successfully live it out. Visit my website and get any or all these books with a deep discount of 20% using the word TRUTH at checkout. Supporting the businesses I feature as affiliate partners is yet another way you can partner with me. I seek to find affiliates who can offer you goods and services you need, and I have some very exciting money-saving America First goods and services you will not want to miss out on. Newest to my affiliate list is a company I'm exceedingly excited to introduce to you. If you're like me, you're tired of paying high prices for cable television, and you've been waiting for just the right company to come along who shares your values to replace your cable service. Well, I found it. It's called Q Streaming. That's CUE Streaming. They provide over 3,000 channels, including live TV with local stations from across the United States, United States networks, sports networks, movie networks, and pay-per-view events. You get all of that for about half of what most cable companies charge, and there's no contract, just a monthly subscription. Visit faithtoliveby.myqstreaming.com to look around and sign up to start viewing the programs you like for a fraction of what you're paying now, all while supporting a Christian-owned and operated company that exclusively uses word-of-mouth advertising so as not to spend money on commercial advertisement that supports the woke movement. And don't forget, when it comes to your health, I have two different affiliate partners, Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack Supplements and Kappa Health, formerly Infinity. Kappa Health is dedicated to helping us detoxify our bodies and get to an optimum and healthy weight. I personally love the Java Boost drink, and I think you will too. Check out all the products they have, and be sure to use my promo code at checkout, FTLB, that's for Faith to Live By, to get 20% discount on all of their products. Visit KappaHealth.com. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements contain zinc, quercetin, and vitamin C and D, which are formulated in just the right amount to help you boost your immune system. Your immune system can be weakened by over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, poor diet, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm personally taking the supplement, and I can tell you I've been around many people who have had COVID, and I have not been sick. Use my custom link from the show notes, or go to his website and use the promo code FTLB and receive a 5% coupon discount. If you choose to subscribe, you can receive 10% off of each and every month. And regarding your finances, I want you to know about Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a personal wealth advisor who offers free consultations to understand your personal financial goals and to help you reach them. We are living in unprecedented times, and the economy is one area the Lord has promised to overhaul. Call Kirk at 1-720-605-3900 or contact him and his team using the link in my show notes. I also have a dedicated webpage where you can learn more and hear the interviews I've had with the several different affiliate partners in the vetting process. Of course, you need to do your own due diligence to make your own decisions what to purchase. But to help you, I am researching companies, interviewing their representatives, and using their products or services to provide you with my personal recommendation. When you purchase my books, products, or services, or products and services from any of my affiliates, you get something you want, and at the same time, you support me. It's truly a benefit for all of us. Shop for yourself or shop to get gifts for friends and family. Your support is greatly appreciated. If this ministry has blessed you in any way, why not consider partnering with me in my vision to bring truth to as many people as possible? I welcome direct contributions, but they are not tax deductible at this time. So anyone who sends a donation of $25 or more will receive your choice of one of my books personalized and autographed for you, or receive 5 of the Make America Godly Again bumper stickers. Please visit my web store to learn all about the products and services available through my ministry work. The website is PamelaChristianMinistries.com. On the checkout page, you'll find a button to make a donation. And don't forget about my own award-winning books available from my website. The series is also called Faith to Live By, and when you purchase through my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H. Use it at checkout and get a 20% discount on your entire order. If you like the content and resource material I bring with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content, and I'm also very active on social media. I can cover much more on social media than I can with this weekly podcast. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page called Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively, and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. On that page, I also ask that you help me know more about what you want by completing the form visible once you scroll down the page. You can also subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. As a new subscriber, you can choose from 1 of 3 gifts I offer in appreciation for your subscription. Subscribing will make you a preferred customer, where you will receive special announcements and offers not available to others. And by subscribing, should anything happen to my podcast, I'll have a way to contact you to make sure you know where to find me. Depending upon where you listen to my podcast, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever these features are available. Your review helps the show reach more people and spreads the gospel and helps people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.